We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat lose, but it's okay. I'm out here. I got my dancing girls. We got some drinks. Monica, you be out here making money. We out here with Mike Ryan. We having a good time. Win or lose, baby, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I'm Paul Pierce. I'm better than Dwayne Wade. You know what I mean? I got one title with a super team. I'm basically embarrassment. But yeah, you know, the Heat lost tonight, but it's all good. I got the dancing girls behind me. We got the music. I got my liquor. You know what I'm saying? I'm high on something. Heat Beat can't fire me because I got a contract. I'm guaranteed. Can't tell me nothing, baby. We got Mike Ryan tonight. You can't mess up my night. I'm over here. I'm okay. Fuck a Jonas Valanciunas. All right. Fuck a Dylan Brooks. Fuck a Grayson Allen. You can't touch me, baby. We balling out here. We having a good time. Throw some chips. Y'all throw some chips. We having a good time. Throw some chips. Hit them girls, man. Damn. But yeah, baby, we all right. We all right. Win or lose. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a good time tonight. You know, we ain't going to let Dylan Brooks hold us down, baby. You know what I mean? Okay, go ahead. Bring me out, brass. You know, we're going to introduce everybody. You know, we having a good time over here. Where's Monica? Bring Monica out. Monica, you should be here, baby. Make some money. But anyway, so as you already know on Hangover Time, we having a good time, win or lose. The Heat lost tonight. They couldn't stop Dylan Brooks because you know what? In my keys to the game beforehand, I said you got to stop Dylan Brooks, and they didn't do it. So you know this is what happens. But we are celebrating tonight because we got Mike Ryan finally. Mike, I've been in Mike's DMs bothering the shit out of him since about November, since when I found out I was going to be doing Hangover Time for Miami Heat Beat. I've been fucking with this dude. I've been in his DMs just like a groupie bothering the shit out of him. Like, hey, Mike, Roy's coming on. Why can't you come on? And he's like, next month. So we finally got him here. Really excited. Mike, how are you doing tonight? Thank you for coming through.
And thank you for your patience with me. I'm really happy to be here after one of the best Heat performances of the season. I really know how to pick them. So I am humbly accepting the invitation and glad to be aboard. The Paul Pierce thing was a surprise. I enjoyed that.
I figured you would because you made a comment about you can't get drunk, high, and horny on, you know, on IG Live anymore without losing your job. But there's one place you can still get drunk, high, and horny, and that's Hangover Time. So let's go right into what we do every night and let's find out what everybody's drinking. Eric the Great in the chat asked, horny with a question mark. If you haven't seen the YouTube comments, every time Siobhan's on, you'd understand what I'm talking about. So, Mike, it's a Tuesday night. We're trying to get you fired. What are you drinking tonight?
It's a mezcal, right? It's just water. You're not going to try to get me fired tonight.
Oh, damn it, man. Man, come
on. Yeah. No, I'm not playing your game, Alf.
All right. I'm sending the dealers and the girls straight to your house. Don't worry.
You play your cards right. I may graduate up there, but I'm just dipping my toe in the water over here, trying to see what you guys are all about. See how fired you're trying to get me.
Oh, no, Monica. Monica's on her way, Mike. Don't worry.
No, we didn't see her yet. Don't send her.
You're right.
Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
Sadly, water.
Oh man!
Oh my God! Dude, this is what's wrong with the night tonight.
Jesus!
Everyone, who has a truck passing by? Like somebody moving? Like what's happening?
That sounds like a skit in a '90s hip hop album.
Hey, yo, Tiffany, calm down.
Yo, they pop sun. They pop sun in the corner. What you gonna do about it? I'm sorry. That was
my about to start killing Kim.
Brass, what are you drinking tonight? You got something special for Mike, I'm assuming.
I mean, I got something good. It's just they call this Leandro's Vesper. So I mean it's like a martini but grapefruit bitters because I'm fucking bitter from this terrible game tonight.
Perfect. That
shit show.
Right on point.
I also think that's water just with an orange slice.
No.
I also think you just named out a pair of jeans.
Maybe. If you know Brash, you know that ain't water. Siobhan, double fisted for Mike tonight. What's going on?
Yep. Kendall Rosé, finish out the bottle. And Gentleman Jack, mango juice, and ginger beer again.
Just a soldier pulling through. I'm really disappointed in Tiffany tonight.
Man, I got technical difficulties. I got chair difficulties. The heat had all sorts of difficulties.
Uncomfortable as shit. What are you sitting on right now?
The computer wasn't working. I had to get the iPad, so I had to lower the chair. It's just, this shit is all fucked up. It looked like the Heat game tonight. It's all.
It looked like the Heat defense. Moose. What are you drinking tonight?
Y'all thought I was dead. I'm back, baby. The room finally stopped spinning, so I gotta hit him one time with a drip drop.
I'm with you, Moose.
I took a
rough
big
weekend,
swig,
though. I'll tell you that it was a rough weekend.
Your birthday weekend. I understand it, man. Mike, if you're not a regular watcher of the show, the last time Moose was on, it was his birthday last Thursday, and he got pretty shitty by the end of the night. So if he didn't get fired, you're going to be fine. I don't know how much we want to drill down on this game. You know, we know you as Heat Homer Mike on the Levitard show. We were hoping to get a win and get a Heat Homer Mike rant out of you. I don't know if you want to go on a Dwayne Dedman rant, but do you consider this game just a weird game with a bunch of outlier performances from guys like Dylan Brooks? And I can't even name half of these sorry sumbitches.
There's a Tillman.
There's a Tillman that was killing us inside. Like, should we be worried, or is this just an outlier performance?
I'd be worried because Memphis does some things that I think other teams can replicate. I think that they're defense along the perimeter is something that other teams should probably take notice of. I can't really understand how they beat us up inside. And Dylan Brooks in that third quarter, like a lot of that was Jimmy on him. He was just roasting one of our best perimeter defenders. So I'm not exactly sure. Obviously, this game means something to Memphis if you want to read into the Andre Iguodala thing, even though Iguodala made it to the final, so he kind of won that shit. But it's weird, the whole Memphis-Miami thing. I think Memphis has played very well. They obviously took it up to another level. They're better on the road. They just kicked our ass in every facet of the game. And you'd like to hold on to something like, well, we missed open looks. But no, they just won like every individual matchup in this game. They kicked our ass pretty good. And I can't help but wonder if like a good coach gets a hold of that tape and he sees what – I mean, if Tillman and Dylan Brooks is doing some of this stuff, and John Morant, who hasn't actually really played all that well against Miami, except for the latter moments of both games, I'd be a little concerned, because imagine that game plan, but with better players.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's those little speedy, quick teams that seem to give Miami a lot of trouble, because – Tiff, while I was watching tonight, the one thing I don't worry about, to Mike's point, I feel like against better teams, the Heat lift their energy a little bit more. I felt there was a lot of times tonight they were trapping and double teaming guys, and then after the pass, they're standing around watching. Like they were expecting Dylan Brooks to miss. They're expecting Kyle Anderson to miss. They're expecting these guys to miss because the Grizzlies are a bad 3-point shooting team. They were making those shots. They're, you know, Jonas Valanciunas is killing them on the inside. It almost seemed like by design they were letting him get off. But if you're going to let a guy get off in the paint, you're supposed to guard the 3-point line at least. It just felt like they were following the game plan, but without any kind of energy at all.
Right. Well, they looked like they did last season before the bubble. Like this is the team you saw before the bubble, right? So they looked a little disconnected, a little disjointed. And this is what it is. Like teams that are quick, that are younger, they're going to outrun them. They're going to out-hustle them. The problem is that the facets of the game we should be beating them in should be like in the post. And Jimmy should be able to control the pace, which he wasn't able to, or either he just didn't try to. We honestly just looked like we didn't really want to play, to be honest.
Yeah, I just felt like they came in the game thinking they were just going to beat the shit out the Grizzlies.
But they're not that good. They're not that good yet to have that mentality.
Like, you're two games over 500. The Grizz were one game. Like, where? Who do you think you are? actually, you know what, Brass? Let's go straight to this before I get to Siobhan and Moose. I want to ask these guys, because we all know we got our ass kicked tonight, and I also want to show Mike your production skills. Let's find out who kicked our ass tonight.
They kicked our ass.
We definitely got to get Kelly out of there.
Yeah, Olynyk.
Who are you replacing him with?
I don't know. Olynyk's kind of kicking our ass because he's killing it for Houston right now. So maybe you make him the face of the person kicking our ass.
Yeah, right.
And just put Oladipo down there.
Looter and a riot, I'm telling you. He's a looter and a riot over there.
Yeah, that's also true. Somebody's got to score. Siobhan, who kicked our ass tonight? There's a few answers, but there's one major answer.
The whole team, like all of Dylan Brooks, Tillman, Jonas, like you said, there's a few different answers. Maybe we kicked our own ass, lack of effort, didn't want to be here. I don't know. But our ass did indeed get kicked. So that happened.
Moose, who you got that kicked our ass tonight?
The law firm of Tillman and Brooks. They denied our mortgage and they shit on us tonight, basically. That's what happened. So, you know, drip drop to that.
So, Mike, when Moose yells out "drip drop," we're supposed to take a drink, but okay. Since you're drinking water, you're kind of throwing off the whole show. Just
okay,
you know.
All right, I'll play ball. Just don't ask me questions about where the show's going. Deal.
So, Mike, where's the show?
All right, I'll pour myself a drink in a second.
All right, cool.
I want to see where the next question's going.
So, Mike, where's the show? I'm just.
Fox so Business. We're taking over for Lou Dobbs.
Oh,
we're
nice. Really excited
good get.
Pretty
way to go with the expected look. You know, everyone thought that was going to happen. You know, you guys going over to Fox Business. Dwayne Dedman, what does that do for you? I see Heat fans getting super excited. Like, I don't think he even plays many minutes. I don't think he plays in the playoffs. What does that do for you as Heat homer Mike? Like, is it Heat in five because of Dwayne Dedman, or it was Heat in five anyway?
It was Heat in five before it, and the Grizzlies kind of changed my mind a little bit. I don't know what to expect out of Dwayne
Dedman. Five and a half.
Yeah. I don't know what to expect out of Dwayne Dedman. I'm in a group chat with George Sedano, and he put Dedman equals trophy emoji, and I can't tell anymore. Like, Heat fans are so crazy that I can't separate what is bit and what is actually what they really believe.
It's gotta be a bit. I'm not
expecting much from him. He fills a need, though, right? I mean, Dwayne Dedman from a couple of years ago fills a need. I don't really know what to expect right now, but I didn't know what to expect from Trevor Ariza. And, Trevor Ariza kind of bothers me a little bit. I appreciate what he brings defensively, but offensively, I know he hadn't played in a full year. I'm not exactly hopeful he can be the player he once was. And also, is anyone else really bothered by his Navy headband? It just throws me off.
It does. It's not right.
You can't have a Navy headband when you got black in your uniform. It doesn't make any sense to me. It just bothers me. And if he doesn't have the presence of mind to fix his headband, how is he going to be able to learn how to not cut between two defenders and throw something off the backboard?
Yeah, not Heat culture. Get in line.
Like, gone are the days where you match your accessories to the uniform.
No, you can take your chances with the shoes, Alf, but the headband, you can't go navy blue. That just makes me think you're colorblind.
No, yeah. That or you're trolling. There's something going on there. Like, you know, it's like you wear a navy blue shooting sleeve and you're on the Lakers. It doesn't make sense. Like,
he's trying to give me an anxiety attack every time he takes a quarter.
It's like Duncan in his blue shoes. I'm like, dude, you're not hip enough to pull off the off color shoes. It's just to me it's a bad look. Listen, come to Hangover Time for accessory talk, because that's where we really hit the nail on the head when it comes to analysis. let's get some real analysis from Siobhan real quick. I know Siobhan, you got a couple plays you want to break down. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Oh, hold on, hold up. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
By the way, Mike, I'm sorry. Mike, this is your chance to go get a drink real quick.
Dang.
I'm watching.
Jesus. No pressure.
Where are we at? All right. Start me off, Braz.
All right.
So the first one, we had some offense. The rest of them are defense. We do a couple things all right. And then Alf, there's your point about not getting back out, not all the way, you know, closing. So here offensively, go ahead. All right, pause. So Vic started off in the corner. Jamie started off on the wing. They kind of, switched places. Trevor's setting this like strange little just positional screen. Bam's coming over. Tyler's on the post setting this cross screen for Jimmy to post up. This is type of stuff that Jimmy does that infuriates us, because go ahead, Brass. And then pause, he's open, right? But Jimmy being Jimmy, letting the play develop, this was still early on. Number one and Grayson, they are completely lost because both of them turn their head onto Tyler. So Tyler, paying attention, sees that, fakes the screen for Bam, Trevor brushes by, Tyler pops open. It was good recognition by him to take advantage of his dude turning his head this way. Go ahead, Brass. Good shot. What's next? Okay, so this one is one of your what you were saying. So pause. So they reshaped themselves. They had gotten back. It was a little misshapen. They reshaped themselves. Go ahead, press play. They cover back out. Tyler sinks. All right, pause. So Tyler sunk, gave his little support or whatever. Duncan does right and flies back out. But Tyler is in no man's land.
Tyler guarding right here?
He's not. No one. And he fucks it up because now Trevor is split between Grayson and dude in the corner. They gotten it right before. He, again, like he covered once. We'll cover the first assignment and maybe the second one, but we don't finish the whole thing and, you know, finish it out and like we do here. So Tyler doesn't come back out. Go ahead, Brass. And then that forces, you know, rotation. This last one, or the second to last one, pause. They do some good things here, right? This is one of the trapping scenarios. Jimmy and Belly are going to come over, and they get a solid trap. Not only is it a good you know, box, they're perpendicular or parallel with the, you know, the sideline. They're also pushing the ball handler back. So go ahead, Brass. Screen, boom, good trap, pause. So he pushed him back, so that is, boom, that's the release pass he wants to make. A lot of times, you know, the purpose of a trap is to take some time, and your passes out of the trap should be those long type of passes. They got this good pass here, and then there was this kind of lofty pass to the other wing. Go ahead, Brass. I think we could have recovered a little bit harder, but Duncan gets there, we shape back up, and you know, we get a turnover. And then my last one, I just wanted to give Belly some love here. Pause, because we've had a lot of conversation on, you know, the various platforms about conditioning and all of these types of things. I think Belly's going to get there. And I like the effort and the energy that he had in this play. Go ahead, Brass. He does a lot of little things a bunch of times. Pause. So he comes out, shows a little help. He's turning. He's going to, you know, extend his arm, trail position here. Go ahead. Cuts that off. Pause. Cuts the drive off.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go again. He's going to come out and not high hedge on Ja and like make himself a target to be attacked. He kind of flattens the hedge and seals off the interior that, you know, Josh should be trying to get into. Go ahead, Brass. Here, covers back out. Like I said, not high hedge, flat, good. Gets back, finds his. And then the only thing he doesn't contest here, but I'm cool with him kind of not contesting. He did enough for me there. That was cool to see for me. There's some stuff that, you know, again, I think we do all right. And then we just stop trying or think that we've done it all and don't complete the play. And then it bites us in the ass.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
So basically, Belly, no need for Dwayne Dedman because Belly's controlling the paint. he is all he's Joel. He's the modern day Joel Anthony.
I ain't say all that.
Mike, this because a lot of people are Siobhan, that was awesome, by the way.
Yes,
great job there. And also Brass, great job on the new intro. That shit was kind of fire. And I just want everyone to notice Siobhan in the, you know, in the collegiate and semi-pro jerseys. She knows what the fuck she's talking about. You know, she knows a lot more than I do. I haven't played basketball competitively since the fourth grade. But I was really good that year. I monster on the boards. Monster.
I want to take.
Oh, there's tape. Don't worry. I'm gonna put that shit out.
I want it.
It's gonna be fire. You're gonna see. Mike, I keep arguing with people about this. They keep saying the Heat lost last year because of size. They couldn't hang with Dwight Howard, which they played Dwight Howard off the court. JaVale McGee couldn't play in the finals. They keep saying the Heat lost because of size. I contend that size is an issue. It was the Bam and Goron injuries. Is a Dwayne Dedman signing enough? It's not, of course. But do the Heat have the kind of size that they can contend with a team like Philly in the playoffs? In your opinion,
be interesting to see because Philly can be game planned for. When we interviewed Daryl Morey, kind of cracked the door open for the fact that you have to have a lot of skills, and certainly Ben Simmons has enough skills to make up for what. Coach Spoelstra will do headed into a series with them. But to answer your original question, I think you're part right in that the size really stuck out when Bam, even when Bam returned to the lineup and he couldn't really lift his arm over his head, they really exposed that. And it wasn't necessarily Dwight Howard or JaVale McGee, Alf, as much as it was Anthony Davis, who's an absolute freak and one of the best players in the NBA. But they needed to address some weaknesses in the event that they get beat up during the playoffs. And sometimes Bam Adebayo is going to get nicked up. Sometimes Goran Dragic, who's up there in age, is going to get nicked up. So what do you do when they go out? And we didn't really have a point of attack defender. We didn't have someone that can do the Bam Adebayo things. I think Precious, I know everyone's excited about Belly and Dedman, but I honestly think, you know what's a crazy stat? If you look at the clutch stats, Precious Achiuwa is the most clutch player in the NBA. Presently,
I mean, how many minutes though? Come on,
he played 73 seconds tonight and scored 2 points. I mean, that's an all-star level performance right there. I mean,
he did all that damage against Philadelphia, which might be one of the answers headed into that Sixers series. Oladipo, Precious, Dedman, they help address some of these things because, look, I mean, with the addition of Drummond, and we'll see on Thursday, there were times, and yes, Miami did play Dwight Howard and JaVale off the court to a degree. But early on in the series, those players had a massive impact and put the game sort of out of reach for Miami before they figured out exactly how to play them, because the book on Spoelstra is that he's not so great in in-game adjustments. It's you give him a day to look over the tape and he'll adjust, and he did in that series. I think, and this is a very long-winded answer, and I hope that's not why people are laughing, but I do think that Miami addressed it somewhat with the personnel. And you're partially right, but you're also partially wrong. Size did give us a problem. It's easy to put that on Dwight Howard, but it was really Anthony Davis that kicked our ass in the size department.
Well, but here's my thing, Mike, and not to argue with you, but yes, that's what we do on the show. We argue all the time. It's not that the size gave us a problem. Bam's injury gave us a problem. So there was not a guy they could have signed. No LaMarcus Aldridge, no Boogie Cousins, no Andre Drummond. There was nobody they could have signed that could solve the Anthony Davis problem. The Anthony Davis problem is solved by having a healthy Bam Adebayo. If you don't have a healthy Bam Adebayo, they're lost in the water anyway. There's nothing you can do.
Or an unhealthy Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis ain't making it to the finals this year.
To your point, you can't play Bam Adebayo the entire game. They just didn't have any options without Bam on the court. And you're asking a lot.
Had 40 minutes of Bam in the finals, it would have been fine, in my opinion. I think you had a hobbled Bam with a shoulder injury. And what did he miss, 2 games?
Look, I've been making the argument that the nation doesn't really look at that NBA Finals fairly, because Dragic and Bam Adebayo not being healthy is a major storyline. He pushed it to 6. I think we saw plenty from the regular season too, where their size, the Lakers' size in particular, gave Miami some trouble, even with a healthy Bam. So I think – I don't want to get into an argument with you, Alf. I think we're both making some pretty solid points here, but I think –
No, let's go. I'm pissed at this game. Go ahead.
I think they addressed some of those concerns, and they tried to with Avery Bradley. It didn't necessarily work out, but now you got Oladipo, and we'll see where that goes. But I do think size is going to be an issue in these playoffs, and Spoelstra has more weapons now at his disposal. Man, I'm very dry. I'm not as fun as you guys are.
You're super serious.
That's because you need a little bit of the drip. Drop.
Big swig, Mike. Big swig on the drip drop.
Should I tell you what I'm drinking? I'm drinking.
Yeah.
It's called House Wine Cocktail. It's a ginger mule. It's 9% alcohol by volume. And I think it's going to be easier on my stomach because I'm washed.
Wait. Actually, now with this overlay, now tell us what you're drinking. Tell us that again.
Bill Simmons tears.
Perfect. That was a perfect answer. So it has gotten dry because we keep talking about this fucking horrid Memphis Grizzlies game. Okay. We are gonna say fuck this game and we're gonna have some fun for the rest of the episode. Mm-hmm. Is everyone in agreement? Fuck all this. How much more can we break down Dylan fucking Brooks? I don't give a fuck anymore. So what we're going to do first, Brass, I want to go through the whole Miami Heat movie with Mike Ryan. And I do this to you every time and you get mad because I want you to go through all of them because they're so good. You did a great job. So we stole the whole Miami Heat movie idea from Zoe, from your show. Mm-hmm. And we've expanded upon it, Mike. I think you're going to be pretty impressed. We have a pretty impressive cast, and I think we have two more castings tonight. Brass, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. So, all right.
I mean, this is an Academy Award winning film.
It's going to be great. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's going to tug at the heartstrings. I don't think we have the budget for it.
We want to get some awards, though.
But we're trying to get distribution, Meadowlark Media, you know, join forces, get a little Adam McKay producing, Mike Schur writing the script. We're going to talk.
Okay. So we'll speed through some of these. All right, for Pat Riley, Al Pacino. For Andy Ellisberg, Jonah Hill. Mickey Arison, we have Brian Cox. For Udonis Haslam, Samuel L. Jackson.
So good.
For Myers Leonard, we have Ed Norton from American History X. For Tyler Hero, we have Tom Holland. For DJ Qualls as Chris Quinn.
The deep cut.
Yeah, it is. Well, speaking of deep cut, here's one. For Tony Fiorentino, we have Dennis Farina.
Who's dead, by the way, which is going to be tough.
He's been dead for a while.
CGI.
This is going to be tough.
Dennis Farina's dead?
Spoiler alert. This show got even darker now. All right, for Eric Reed, Stanley Tucci. For Jax, Kenan Thompson. For John Crotty, I don't know if you've been keeping up, if you've really been noticing
this is a question.
Situation. But so we cast for John Crotty the situation as John Crotty.
Have you guys been paying attention to the situation?
No, tell me the situation.
Okay, so going forward for every Heat game, try to track how many times John Crotty uses the word situation.
Okay.
He will legitimately say that was a block situation.
Take a shot every time you hear it.
Listen to some of these.
This is a loose ball situation. 53rd steal for Jimmy, too. That's called a back tap where you knock the ball in front after the guy gets around you, and then he runs out being able to catch and finish before the defense on the Chicago side can recover.
All right.
Yeah, 3rd steal for Jimmy, too. That's called a back tap where you knock the ball in front after the guy gets around you, and then he runs out.
I mean, it's a situation after situation. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
It's disgusting.
Take your word for it.
There were like 3 today.
It's disgusting. There were 3. I don't even bother clipping them anymore.
We used to try to clip them each show, but it would reach the double digits, and it just wasn't worth it anymore.
Anyway, I said we're going to get this... quick and like totally
no, but it's gonna stop in a situation every time.
I love it.
Okay. Anyway,
I heard just... one situation. You played 3 clips.
I don't know.
You don't remember the butter situation?
No, it's just
they call it a butter situation.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Situation here. Bonus situation, Tyler.
All right. Anyway, for Justice Winslow, we have Tay Diggs. For Michael Beasley, Snoop Dogg. For Kelly Olynyk, we have Jason Mewes. For Mario Chalmers, Martin Lawrence. For Juwan Howard, Will Smith. For Jimmy Butler, Jamie Foxx.
I saw someone say that Juwan Howard looks like if a kid had to draw Will Smith from memory.
Exactly right.
Which is excellent. For the record, we had him cast in this movie prior to that. I don't want to think. For Duncan Robinson, we have Michael Cera.
Where is Michael Cera? What has he done lately?
He's about practicing to play Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, practicing for the Duncan Robinson role. You gotta get that stroke right.
He must be method.
Yeah, exactly. For Bielitsa, we have Jason Segel. For Eric Spoelstra, we have Randall Park. For the lady who yelled at Joakim Noah, we have Meryl Streep. So I'm telling you, we won awards. For the shirt guy, we have Michael Rapaport.
Oh, God.
I know, your favorite, right? For Dwayne Wade, we have Omar Epps. For Ron Rothstein, Larry David. For Joel Anthony, we have Terry Crews.
Warden.
This one, I don't know. We did this one for Easter. I don't know if we're going to keep this one. But for Josh McRoberts, we have Jim Caviezel.
Oh, that is so... I feel like there's only like 10% of the audience that gets that one.
It's passionate. You need more of those.
Who's playing the bald security guy?
Oh, we'll get there. We have to do this the rest of the season. Okay, so a couple additions tonight. We have, for Bam Adebayo, we have Aldis Hodge. This was recommended to us.
Can Bam grow sideburns? Or has anyone talked to him about growing sideburns? Because it's...
Or just general different haircut. Just go change it all up.
That hair is so bad.
You know, like the in-between phase? In-between cuts, you're trying to decide if you're growing it out.
Exactly. Right.
He's perpetually in the in-between phase.
Yeah.
He looks like Morty from Rick and Morty. Let's just be honest. Let's just call it. Let's call it like we see it. He looks like Morty from Rick and Morty.
The last one recommended to us for Goran Dragic, Daniel Brühl.
That's a good one.
For Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes.
These were recommended. If you have some other recommendations, if you want some replacements, please hashtag Miami Heat Movie. Send it to us on Twitter.
No, put that back up.
That looks slippery.
That's Baron Dragic. He'll be fine. Like,
Baron Dragic.
Baron Dragic?
Yeah.
This is a very dangerous game.
It is. There's a lot of racial, like,
there's landmines.
I recommended the Randall Park Expo, and it feels racist every time I see it.
It did. I tried not to laugh just because I'm like, is this?
I laugh?
Is it? Is it racist? Is it?
By just being here.
He's hot right now. People are out there saying John Leguizamo is Spo, which I can see from a visual, but like, is that more or less racist?
I don't know. I feel like Scarlett Johansson playing Asian guy.
Scarlett Johansson should play Spolstra.
She should play all the parts.
Yeah. I also said The Rock is Eric Spolstra, but everyone thinks I'm wrong. I just feel like racially ambiguous Rock could just play a lot of these. Ahmed.
Benjamin Bratt.
Oh, Benjamin Bratt.
Ooh. Racially ambiguous.
What's he doing? He's unemployed.
he was in Doctor Strange, so he's got a little money off of that.
He showed up to our studio once unannounced.
Really?
Yeah, with Bryan Cranston. No heads up.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God, I got lost.
Are they selling meth? Like, what was that?
That's some sweet name dropping.
He has like leave-in conditioner or something. I don't know what it is. I can still smell him.
The biggest name we've ever got to drop in on this show is Chris Cody. So that's pretty big compared to what
we've
done.
Case? That's still the case?
Yeah. Because you've never been in the chat. So Chris Cody, Ryan Cortez, and Rohan are the biggest names we got in our chat. And Leif. And sometimes Leif comes through.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a big one.
Tough couple of weeks for Leif.
What's that?
Yeah.
Tough couple of weeks for Leif.
Been hurting. Yeah.
Listen, the reporting game is tough, man.
Every time I'm in a group chat and someone sends like straight Rich, I'm like, nah, you got to go with Leif. And Leif just like, he put me out on an island over the last couple of weeks.
The LaMarcus Aldridge thing was tough, man.
Man, I'm out here defending you against Hassan Whiteside's pool guy and you just embarrass me, Leif. Never again. People still sending straight Rich like he's somebody.
Oh, God. Are you still getting straight Rich?
Yeah, man. Still getting straight Rich in the group chats, and I'm like, nah, I'm preaching Leif, and man, never again.
Listen, don't let the Aldridge news get you off Leif of Leif and on straight Rich.
Straight Rich has been wrong about just about everything, but he's just loud about everybody else being wrong.
Yeah, but
he's straight trash.
He hedges, though.
Oh, he hedges hard. He hedges hard. That's Leif just went out on a limb. Honestly, Leif heard a lot of the same shit I heard that Ethan heard. Like, we all heard a lot of the same things. Like, this shit was a lock. And then LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, wishy-washy. No guts. I mean, listen, Leif has guts. He just counts on other people to have guts. It's not his fault. You know, what are you going to do? I think it's funny. I think it's the first time anyone's brought up straight Rich on this show.
Really?
Who's playing him? I'll tell you. Hassan Whiteside's pool guy.
It'll be a deleted scene.
Leans in.
Did he move? Did he move with Hassan?
I take care of that aquarium.
Some inside shit, man.
This is really inside heat Twitter.
So inside.
I love it. Someone's called him straight poverty.
Yeah, 12 people are cracking up right now.
Yeah, man. And
absolutely.
All right, so before we head out, because we're at 38 minutes, Mike, we appreciate you so much. We don't want to keep you all night, but we did create a special segment because, you know, you're the producer of the Lebertard Show. And we have Moose here, who is a Lebertard super fan. It's honestly kind of weird and awkward and creepy how excited
listening
he's
since
been.
Day one. Ron McGill hooked it up and brought me to the studio once. I tried to get an internship through there, didn't work out, but I met Andy King and he took me over to 560. So, you know, it all worked out. It's okay. But,
Creepy. Like he grew. He's told us that he's grown his beard to look like you, and that's kind of weird. Yeah, it's really,
I appreciate you bringing that out on air. Thank you.
Yeah, no. I felt like it was the right.
I'm not
the right
saying
time
lock
it.
Your doors, Mike. But I'm saying lock your doors.
But you don't have to lock your doors. Situation. I mean, it's not like a stalking. I just think that, like, Mike, you and I, we're both Kendall people. We got a lot in common.
Moose, you're making it worse.
Moose, I'm gonna take you out to save you from yourself.
So go ahead. We're gonna do our Lebertard trivia challenge. because Moose thinks he can beat you at Lebertard Trivia when you are the producer of the show. So we think it's we want to see who wins. And let's go ahead, Brass.
Who gets the show?
Moose.
That is awesome.
Yeah. See, oh my God. Moose, you're not making it, you're making it worse.
You're making it weird.
And we can't even hear you anymore.
This is so weird.
Hey, bud.
I got the merch. Just saying, okay. I got the merch.
Oh, God. It's Mike, how creeped out are you?
Happy I moved to Killian.
Why would you tell him where you are? Like, don't I? Now you have to move again.
Killian!
Okay. All right, so we got our first question. We're gonna start with Mike. If Mike doesn't have the answer, Moose, you can steal. All right, is everyone ready for the game? Okay.
Yes.
So the first question: which ESPN personality did Dan have to call to apologize after Stu Goss got into an argument with them on air? Mike, you get to answer first.
See, this is the problem with these questions: is you guys think there's just one person, and I know we're all not
married. Just be a few.
Yeah, so I have to kind of guess what the answer is to you guys, as opposed to the several answers that I know.
What's the most famous one? I guess.
Martina Navratilova.
Oh,
I want to know that story.
Right.
Not live, but I want to know.
That was a sincere apology.
That's the Patreon show.
All right, Moose, you want to steal?
Can I get a different question, or do I have to answer?
No, you have
this
to try. You get to answer first the next question.
Okay.
Moose, I just explained the fucking rules of the game.
Well, right. I wasn't listening. I don't think this is the answer, but I'm going to go with Jonathan Coachman. Yeah.
Ooh, what was the right answer, Brass?
What's the answer?
Dick Vitale.
That's also a right answer, though, Moose.
Who
was the answer?
Dick Vitale.
Ah, well.
There's been a couple, man.
Yeah, that was an either way situation.
Man, no one, yeah, no one.
Okay, all right. It was a John Crotty situation. All right. This one's easy. I'm skipping that one. I'm going back to that one. What was Pablo Torre dressed as when he discussed Jesse Ventura's 9/11 conspiracy? This is for Moose.
Next.
This is for Moose. Yeah. Oh, wait.
No, I was going to say that. Yeah. It was a whale. I knew that one.
Wait. No. All right, no. So no, it's okay. No,
you answered the first
you
one,
got it.
And now... That was right,
because he had a chance to steal and he got it wrong, so you got it.
Well, we didn't give you guys buzzers beforehand. That was our fault. Okay, so now I'll do better. I'm going to clarify. This question is for Mike to answer.
Okay.
I thought I said the rules at the beginning. Maybe I was.
Nobody heard the rules. Wait, so who's up next?
I was locking my doors.
waiting for Moose. Okay, so Mike is up now. All right. Ready? Which Olympic athlete hung up on the Lebertard show because they couldn't plug their Kellogg cereal enough?
This one's super easy, and it's actually one of my best producing moments, because most producers would have turned the phone pot off, not I. And it's Michael Phelps.
All right, Mike is on the board. It's tied up.
You gave him a layup. Come on, you gave him a layup.
Listen.
Tyler Hero.
Moose, you ready? This is for you.
Yeah.
Gave me a layup like I'm Dylan Brooks.
Exactly.
Oh.
Moose, which team was perhaps Mike's least favorite of all time?
Oh, 2015-16? That's the...
Was that it?
Yeah, that was 15-16.
It was 15-16?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was right before all the trades.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
Kudos to you to get him the language right on perhaps.
And, you know, bonus question for Mike. What podcast network did that tweet start?
Deuces Network.
The Deuces Podcast Network.
Yep.
All right, that's
a bonus. I'm waiting for my royalty checks.
Once they start making money, Mike, you're set for life.
I don't know. That Dos Minutos guy's kind of an asshole.
I will tell you, he came on here one night on a Friday night, and we raised $2,000 for Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, he's a philanthropic asshole.
Could someone clip that in the Twitch chat, please? I just need to show that to Dos. It's going to make his day. Okay, so Mike, this question is for you. What hole at Parkland Golf and Country Club did Mike absolutely stick it with his driver?
11, the Devil's Island.
Oh, nice. I don't know how you knew that one. That's impressive.
Yeah, it was 10 inches from the hole.
Nice. Phrasing.
It's been so much.
Yeah.
Where are we?
I'm enjoying people that don't get the show right now.
Oh, fuck them. Like, why did you tune into the Mike Ryan episode if you didn't get the show?
Come on.
All right. So, Moose, this one's for you. Is this our sixth question?
Oh, man. The original show fine.
And honestly, what was it for? Not the fine. That's the what was it for? The original show fine.
I think it was for phlegm.
Nice. What are we? Are we tied, Brass?
No, that was two for Moose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was two for Moose. Mike has. Well, it depends on if you're going to count that.
Well, first, I mean, right? Mike stole an easy one, but I mean, it's fine. He's the guest.
All right, look, I'll give you a bonus one. I'll give you a bonus one right now. Who's the first? What was the first fine for killing somebody? Who did Dan kill?
Oh man, there's been so many.
This. Yes, but the first one.
Alf, you don't know this.
I think I'm not going to remember because I've been drinking.
Man,
text me tomorrow morning and
I can't even come up with a name.
Who was it, Mike?
It was Frank Layden.
No, okay, I would have never got that one.
I wanted to say Rick Springfield. Did he ever kill off Rick Springfield?
No, he's still on hold. We're waiting for his favorite color.
Okay, there it is. That's what it was.
So, Brass, who won?
We're going to give that to... We're going to give it to Mike Ryan.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I get my own show.
You get the show. You get your own show. There congratulations.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah. Thank you. That first question... That first question was a little tough to answer, given all the behind-the-scenes chaos.
Wait.
Piss a guest off.
I do want... Tiff, hit him with that clap again. Forget
it. That's a great grand prize. Let's sell that as an NFT.
Yeah, right. Oh my God, we got to hit up Adam Smoot for that. Jesus Christ!
Oh no, nope. Come on! You already got me going with the Dos Minutos.
Wait, no! I want you to talk
I
about
love
Adam
that he
Smoot.
Talking about Dos.
Yeah.
After our show's only interaction was dealt with Dos was helping a mother help what was right. helping impoverished mothers. Get money to raise their unborn children. Okay. And then Mike comes in here slandering poor Dos.
I mean, you didn't have to play
it, right? I love it. We got to, like, tomorrow, Brass, we got to do something with this. This is like, he's going to, like, you know, Dos will, like, retweet this shit every day for the rest of his life.
It will be his, he's going to create a new podcast network off of this.
The philanthropic asshole.
It's a shame he's not up tonight because I'm sure he's exhausted, so he probably didn't stay up.
You know he's exhausted. Mike, I just want to hear your take on the fact that Smoot and Will Manso have created an NBA Top Shot podcast. Did you know that?
Wait, what?
No, because I blocked Smoot.
What?
I don't know.
Right before the show. Yes.
Smoot and Manso have created an NBA Top Shot podcast.
As a punishment?
No, as content.
For people to listen to?
Yeah, for NBA Top Shot audiences.
For all people to listen to?
Yeah, like it's for everybody.
Why?
That's what I'm asking you. Like, where, you know,
I love and respect Will Manso.
And we'll leave it at that.
Right. Thanks, everybody.
That was present tense or past tense?
So you're telling
me
there's actually something in this world that Adam Smoot doesn't shit on? There's like one thing that he actually likes, and it's Top Shot.
It's NFT. It's NBA Top. It's a vehicle to sell pixel art.
Okay. All right. No comment. I'm happy he's found joy in something.
You're struggling not to
get fired, even though I'm the boss.
Yeah, who's gonna fire you for slandering Adam Smoot?
No, I think I report that name. I'm not exactly sure.
Could you imagine Dan finding out that you even talk shit about Adam Smoot on the Hangover Time podcast?
I'm kind of upset that I even gave it my time, quite honestly. But Dos Minutos can take a hike.